Drasha for Seder Shmini Tafshin Ayin. The Svarno explains that the Torah gave the prohibition of forbidden foods and continued on with all the halachas of Tumah and Tahara that deal with birth and with deal with issues that issue from a person's body, because the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intended to bring his Shekhinah amongst us without any kind of intermediary. However, after the sin of the golden calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially said that he would not dwell amongst us at all, and upon Moshe Rabbeinu's tefilos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to rest his Shekhinah amongst us through the medium of the Mishkan and the Kohanim and the Karbanos. In order, therefore, to make the body of every individual Jew fit for God's presence to dwell amongst us, so we needed to emulate God with our midos, and we also needed to have a clear head, clear intellect, so we could make the right moral choices, and therefore we couldn't eat non-kosher things, because the non-kosher things inculcate bad midos within us, and also our metamtim es halev, they stuff up our intellect, stuff up our heart and understanding, and therefore affect our free choice. In order to be similar to God, in order that God's presence should rest amongst us, we have to be b'tzalmo and kidmuso. Tzelem Elohim is that we have free choice, and demus Elohim is that we have the midos, that we can emulate God's character traits. And also, that we should not defile ourselves and distance ourselves from Kedusha, and therefore the Rabbanu Shem gave us all the halachas, especially with the purity and the carefulness against defiling the zera, the seed of the Jewish people. These tumas also separate us from the medium, from the Mishkan, and from the Karbanos. We can't go into the Mishkan and the Mikdash. We can't make sacrifices when we're tummy, and we need that medium to affect God's presence amongst us. Therefore, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, even though the first idea, the not eating of non-kosher things, still applies in its full force, because in that respect we still can be people who are fit for God's presence to rest amongst us, even though actually it doesn't, because we're in Galus. But we have to be the kind of people that if it wouldn't be for the generation we're in, then we would be fit for God's presence to be on us. However, the idea of Tumah and Tahara, spiritual defilement, which is only the idea of keeping us away from the Mikdash when there is no Mikdash, that doesn't apply so strongly. Even when there's a Mikdash, it applies mostly to the Kohanim and only to the regular Jewish people in the time when they have to go into the Mikdash and perceive God's presence as Shalosh Regalim. The perhaps we can connect Sfiras HaOmer with this. Sfiras HaOmer was the preparation for the giving of the Torah, where God, in fact, brought his Shekhinah amongst us, and then would have continued it amongst us without the medium of the Mishkan. But we needed the medium of the Mishkan after the sin of the golden calf. And the idea of Sfira is, first of all, to purify ourselves from the Lashon, from the language of Sapir, to crystallize us and purify us and take us from the 49th level of Tuma to the 49th level of Tahara. And that idea of Tuma and Tahara depends on the Beis HaMikdash after the sin of the golden calf. And therefore, when there is no Korban HaOmer and no Korban of the Shtei Alechem, so the Sfiras HaOmer is only rabbinic, is not from the Torah. But there's another aspect of Sfira, and that is that we count the 49 days, which represent the seven major midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the seven individual parts of each one. So we work on our character traits during this time, and we also work on preparing for the Torah so that we'll be able to have a clear intellect to be able to make the right choices. That even applies today, and therefore the rabbis instituted Sfiras HaOmer as a remembrance of the Mikdash, but it doesn't have its full power because the concept of Tuma and Tahara related to Sfiras HaOmer is dependent on the sacrifices that preceded it and followed it. Perhaps this is the mistake that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva made. They were the first generation after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore their connection to God was severed. And therefore they didn't recognize the intrinsic importance of each one and the importance of their Torah, because their Torah could not bring God's presence amongst them, and therefore lo nohagu kavod ze bazeh. They didn't look at each and every one and at themselves with the proper respect, the proper kavod, because the kavod of the Shekhinah, kol mechabed satorah gufo mechubed al abrios, someone who gives kavod to the Torah, and the Torah is God's presence amongst us, and in Golus, Malka v'sorea b'goyim ein Torah. Torah is diminished. And therefore they saw the diminished level of God's presence amongst them, and they didn't appreciate the greatness of each and every one, the greatness of their Torah, and therefore the Midrashim say they didn't share their Torah one with the other, and they didn't give each other the proper respect, and they didn't spread their Torah to the Jewish people. But they made a mistake, because that's only vis-a-vis the connection to God that Tum and Tahara create the actual connection. But we still have to be people who are fit to have a connection to God. And therefore, we continue not eating the forbidden foods, and therefore we have to still learn Torah and purify our intellect, and our midos have to be the kinds of midos that emulate God. And the Torah itself gives us the ability to make the right free choices, because Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Rebbe Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, he created the Torah to help us control it. And that's why the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died between Pesach and Shavuos during Sfiras HaOmer, that we should realize, first of all, that they were great people, and God deals with great people very exacting. So we know that even though there's the Churban and there's Golus, and we don't have that actual connection with God's Shechina, but we have to be the kind of people who are capable, who are fit to have that connection, if it wouldn't be for the Golus. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, who taught the Ahavta Re'acha Kamocha, which is the consummation of Kedoshim Tiyu, of being holy, and the days of Sfira, each day we work on the various midos, right, and the respect for another Jew that comes from that idea that we are people who are fit to have a connection to God. That is what mourning for the students of Rabbi Akiva should arouse us to. And that's why after we count the Sfira, we say Harachamon Yachzer Lanu Avodas Beis HaMikdash, because aside from working on our midos and working on our intellect through Torah, we also need the purification from Tuma Tahara, and that needs the Beis HaMikdash. That is the part of the Sfiras HaOmer, the Karbonos that precede it and follow it, which are missing. For that, we need a Beis HaMikdash. After that, we say Lamnatzeh Beneginos, which is the idea of the menorah. The menorah is the Or HaTorah that is spread by the light of the menorah, and the Mizmor Lamaseh Beneginos is set up like a menorah, and therefore we say Ona Bekoach, which is God's name of 42 letters, which reminds us that ultimately, wherever God mentions his name, wherever we're allowed to mention his name, that is where God's presence will rest. So we put all the components of Sfiras HaOmer, the Beis HaMikdash component, which is missing, the idea that we have to prepare ourselves for the light of Torah to help purify and guide our intellect, and the idea that the goal, ultimate goal of this is to connect ourselves to God's name, God's presence, which is represented by the God's name of 42 letters. We've always explained 42 letters is 7 times 6. 7 is time and 6 is place, 4 directions and up and down. And 6 times 7 represents the God's permeating all time and all space. And that is ultimately the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that God built us the Beis HaMikdash l'chaper al kol avonoseinu, ultimately to atone for all our sins, even the sin of the golden calf, and then we won't need the Beis HaMikdash anymore as a medium for Hashruas HaShchina, but only as a place to serve the Shchina that will be everywhere. If we strengthen ourselves in the things that we can do today, in learning Torah, in respecting Torah and people who learn Torah and respecting each other, and in controlling our Yetzer Hara and working on our Midos, then this is the idea of Sfira in Golus that will be Zoche to Binyan Beis HaMikdash and to the giving of the Torah in our midst, Mamish, where God's presence will rest amongst the Jewish people forever.